And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies to help you improve or enhance your investments and retirement income. Now today we have a guest from a well-known automotive group here in Metro and throughout the province, the Riggins Automotive Group. And we have with us from Riggins National Leasing, General Manager Brian Bove. So good morning, Brian.
Morning, Roger.
So we're going to tie in today's show with automotive finance and the business side of autos. So let's get at it. Let's begin. I'll be a client or a customer, Brian, and some of the advantages of leasing. What can you tell me? I'm interested in going about it, learn about it. What's the advantages of leasing?
Well, leasing is just another way to finance a vehicle. Instead of arranging a loan through a bank or the manufacturer and paying off over five, you know, six, seven, 8 years now, some of the loans. We do the same thing, but you have a residual at the end of the lease that you're basically not paying for, so your payments are going to be a lot lower than they would be if you were trying to pay off the whole car. So then at the end of the lease, if you love the car and you want to keep it, you can continue making your payments until it's paid off, or just basically return it and start fresh on a new one. So we lease all makes at Riggins National Leasing, all makes, all models, pretty much any car vehicle that's sold in Canada. We also do equipment leasing, backhoes and SUVs, trucks, you name it, we do it. So it's a very broad-based spectrum of what we can do. So
a wide range. So I guess what's the difference between, commercial leasing and then, or retail or regular leasing? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there is a big retail or big difference. The retail lease kind of pegs you for so many kilometers per year that you can drive at the end of the lease. If you're bringing it back, if you
so
did
like 15 or 18,000 kilometers.
Yeah,
a year,
they do it on an average 20,000 to 25,000 kilometers per year, and then at the end of the lease, you return the vehicle. If you're over on your kilometers, you would pay excess kilometer charge. If there's any damage to the vehicle or anything like that, that you'd be responsible for to have repaired properly. So with the commercial leasing, at the end of the lease, you would bring it back, and we would determine the value of the vehicle. If the vehicle is worth more, you've got some equity. If it's worth less, then you've got a little bit of a deficiency that you would have to pay off to return the vehicle. So
a lot of people just buy them out. Do they keep them anyway with their commercial leases? They keep them for quite a while?
Depending on the kilometers and your need, I guess. If it's got a lot of kilometers and the vehicle's at the end of its lifespan, then you probably want to replace it. If you think there's a lot of life left in it, then buy it out. And
most of your terms are probably, 60 months anyway? So the vehicle's probably hit its best days at that point?
60 months is kind of the average term there. So
how quick or easy is the paperwork? So sort of march me through it. If I'm interested in leasing today, I call Riggins National Leasing and I want to come in. And what's the process to get me from now to picking out, say, the truck that I want, a used truck maybe, till it's delivered to me? How long a process and what's the process?
Well, assuming you've got a vehicle picked out, we can move pretty quick, pretty much have you in the vehicle the same day. Paperwork's very easy, just a matter of getting a standard credit application, getting the approval in place. The toughest, probably hardest part of the process is arranging insurance these days. That seems to be a little bit of a topic there. Basically same day, do a credit bureau. If everything is good, it's a little bit of paperwork, some contracts to sign, and you're off. So.
So it determines the kind of vehicle and the money down I need or whatever I'm going to do and how long a term I want, and it's done pretty quickly.
Exactly.
So what I need is make sure I have my insurance set up, I guess. That's not provided by the lease company. That's something I have to do myself.
You would have to arrange your insurance yourself. So.
And you offer all kinds of leasing. You mentioned from all your dealerships, all the Riggins dealerships, so
yeah,
every
so
brand?
If you're looking for a vehicle, you reach out to us. We'd look for the vehicle for you. We'd search all our Riggins Group dealers, see if we can find something there. We even can lease through anywhere in Canada. If the vehicle is in Alberta, we can actually buy the vehicle, have it shipped here, and arrange the lease.
That's the reason a Riggins National Lease. You lease across the country.
Yeah, or even if your business is located in across Canada, we can lease in every province, except for Quebec and the territories.
Okay.
But if you've got a business that reaches right across Canada, we can certainly set up.
So if I'm setting up my company here, but in 2 years' time I'm moving down border because of work, I can take the vehicle with me. There's no problem.
No problem at all. So.
And what if I, so other, so you want to obviously probably move a Riggins type vehicles, but if I find a backhoe in Brookfield and it's equipment, I can go through Riggins to have that financed?
Yes. So it would be the finance source. You've already negotiated your price with the seller. We'll just buy the vehicle on your behalf, arrange the lease terms based on the price that you've agreed on, and do the lease.
And that can be done relatively quickly, like a day or so?
Very quickly, yes. Very within a day for sure.
So. Oh, awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more with Brian Bove from O'Regan's National Leasing.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we're speaking with Brian Bove from O'Regan's National Leasing. So what has changed, I guess, in the car business, certainly the last few years, from what I can remember way back in the 80s when Mom and Dad would dress up and take the kids out and go out on a Saturday night or maybe Saturday afternoon and kick tires on a Plymouth or a Mercury or Oldsmobile? I guess those cars are gone now. But what has changed, Brian, at your department and with O'Regan's in the car business? What have you seen changed, particularly since, well, the last few years and really since COVID? How has the car business changed?
Yes, certainly been a lot of changes last number of years and just over the last 18 months with COVID. A lot of people are doing it online. They're shopping from their cell phone or online computer and selecting the vehicle from there, doing all their research on the exact car that they want. And so by the time we actually speak with a customer, they're 99% sure what they're looking for, and it's just a matter of finding that vehicle that fits that need and finding the finance package that fits their budget. So with COVID, obviously, it's really driven everybody. We've been doing it online and there's been no kind of personal interaction. Only until the final steps of the process there where they come in and we'll do the signing of the credit app and stuff like that, or signing of the documents. Everything else can be done remotely prior to them showing up at our location there. So
the test drives and people, I want to try this car and I want to try that car. Maybe it's not much with the cargo vans, but most people know what they're looking for there, perhaps. But I want to try this car and that car. Has that changed a bit how they go about trying old cars?
No, you can try it out. It's you have to make an appointment, obviously, to come in and look at a vehicle. But as far as trying the vehicles out, nothing's changed there. So
you can still drive it, touch it, feel it, and that kind of idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So COVID has changed a lot of things, and it's changed a lot of companies, and companies have reduced staff or less people, but I would find it's hard to do retail from home. O'Regan's, are you guys back to full staff, or where do you stand now, 18 months after COVID first broke out, I guess?
Yeah, we're back to full staff. All our locations are back up and running there. It's been a very busy year in the car industry. Cars are of short supply. There's a shortage of computer chips that go into making these vehicles, so it's made the new cars very, very difficult to get. There's been some shortages in some of the more popular lines there. So, and what we've seen is that's driven up the pricing of the used cars considerably there. So, something that you would have paid $30,000 for last year, 18 months ago, is maybe $40,000 to $45,000 this year. So
that much of a difference,
big,
really.
Big difference there.
So probably good for a consumer to trade in their vehicle, but it'd be hard to find the new one that they want.
Yes, it's like a house there. If you've got your house, if you sold it, you've got a good increase in value, but you do have to
pay more
replace that, pay more. So the difference is similar to what it would be. So, if you're going to lease, then we're able to kind of reduce those payments and make them more attractive to you because you're not paying off the whole vehicle. So
keep them more affordable. So what caused the shortage? I mean, I know something with a chip. I don't know all about it. So how, due to COVID, did something happen that all manufacturers have a problem? It's not just General Motors or just Ford. So one chip factory is responsible for this backlog?
Well, the chips take relatively long time to produce. It's not something that's produced in seconds. It's if you look at the actual process, it's several hours to produce one chip. There was a factory fire in Japan that burnt and that caused a shortage. Plus, the manufacturers of the chips are directing their production into some of the higher end products, iPads cell phones and computers and stuff like that. So that's where their higher margins are. So that's basically where the production has been going. So the auto industry is not getting the production that they need to.
So are there more simpler cars being produced, or they're all related to the chip? Like the more fancier cars, because the chip runs everything, that's harder to get, or in a more basic car is easier to get? Or does it matter?
No, your cars are they're so much more
reliant on the chip.
It relied on the chip there, and it's pretty much right across the whole spectrum of the cars there. That
is there any indication of when that's going to resume? Like, hey, that we've got the factory up again, and 8 months or next year we'll be back a good supply. Or do they give you an indication as to this is going to be a problem for a while, or it'll be resolved by 2022 sometime?
Yeah, there hasn't been any real indication there. There's been talk that it's going to continue right into 2020, late of 2022, but obviously nothing is...
For someone ordering a vehicle, I'm going to need one by next fall. They should give themselves lots of headway to order. You can order still?
Right now, yes. If you're looking at a vehicle, you want to get one ordered. You want to get your name on a list. If you're expecting the vehicle to show up on the lot, and then you'll test drive it and whatnot, and then you'll buy it, and chances are you probably won't be able to do that. So that vehicle will be sold prior to it landing on a dealership
lot.
Right,
so it won't be four black ones to choose from. I'll take my choice. They're limited.
Exactly. Okay. So, and that's what's driven again up the used cars, because that car does exist and is on the lot. You can have it now as opposed to waiting 3, 4, 5 months down the road.
So I'm just thinking as far as finance. Let's say a used car or something that was you could sell it for $20,000 2 years ago. Now that same used car is now selling for $23,000 or $24,000. How do the banks finance that, thinking, hey, our books is this car should be, it was 15, it should be going down in price. You're now asking more because it's such the price. Is it hard to get things financed with the banks? The new reality that this car might have been 20,000 2 years ago, now the same car is 24, and the banks have to finance more money. Is that difficult for them to do?
As of yet, we haven't seen any resistance from the banks on that, so we're able to get these vehicles financed. Some cases it may require some money down to offset that increase, but we've been able to get the banks to cooperate.
Well, I suppose if their used cars worth a bit more than it was, that would help offset some of that increase in price again, provided they can get it. Where can people get it? I'm going to ask a question again. So, Oregon's National Leasing. So, we have how many dealerships does Oregon's have in Nova Scotia? It's all through Nova Scotia.
So, we've got 15 new car lines that we sell. We've got 19 dealerships, with five of those being used car locations, plus our leasing office. The bulk of the dealerships are located in Metro, but we do have some locations down in Bridgewater as well.
So for people to get in touch with Oregon's National Leasing, what's the best way for them? Obviously, still call or drop in. Can the people just drop in?
Yeah, we can still take a drop in. It's certainly not a problem if you show up on our lot. We're there to serve you there. So
they don't need an appointment. They can drop in.
Correct.
I know you're on Kemp Road. I saw a white cargo van. Yep. I wish to drop in. They can do that.
They can do that, yeah.
But most of them will still go to the website or, I guess, call.
Yeah, we've got OregonsNationalLeasing.com is our main website. Actually, Oregons.com is another one that for the whole Oregons group. And if you want to call, 902-469-3334 is our number. So,
and what are the hours now? I know the car business used to be 9 o'clock every night and all day Saturday. There's probably, what are the hours now for most your location?
So with our location, we're open until 7 o'clock Monday to Thursday, 5 o'clock Friday night, and Saturdays we do work by appointment. So you'd have to pre-plan if you want to look at.
So call ahead and make an appointment or email like that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you again for coming in this morning, Brian. We've been listening to Brian Bove from the Oregon's National Leasing, from the Oregon's Automotive Group. And Oregon's National Leasing, you heard, do all kinds of different leasing from equipment and vehicles, both at their sites and their dealerships. And if you find something out of province, perhaps, and you wish to look for financing and leasing, you can contact them. We thank you, the listeners, for listening in and sharing your morning with us this morning. Hopefully you've learned something you can take away that you can enhance your own investments and your own knowledge, investment knowledge as well. This show will be on my website soon. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, Stay safe and stay invested.